The summer commercial Dungeness crab fishery in Southeast opens Wednesday at 8 a.m. After a record season in 2014 and an average catch last year, officials are anticipating more crabbers on the water this season. Stuart DeWitt has been commercial fishing for Dungy for close to 5 years. He's one of a few fishermen in Haines that drops pots before starting the commercial salmon season.
I think the price will probably be about the same, and I think the catch, who knows about the catch. I did a little bit of test fishing earlier, but didn't really find anything that special anyway.
According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Dungeness crab went for an average of $2.95 a pound during the 2014-2015 season. Last season, the average was $3.02 per pound, an all-time high since the mid-80s when the department started tracking prices. The 2014-2015 season was a banner harvest with around $14 million worth of crab garnered, or around 5 million pounds. Last season yielded about 3.2 million pounds. DeWitt says he sets 200-plus pots each day for a couple of weeks and delivers daily to the Haines Packing Company. He says when it comes to salmon, with small fish and low prices last year, the crabbing turned out to be more profitable than gill netting.
I don't anticipate that happening every year, that's for sure. I think gill netting will be a little better than crabbing this year, actually.
With the crab season just about a day away, DeWitt says he's busy bringing his crab pots into town. He's one of nearly 200 permit holders in the Southeast region that will be out on the water bright and early Wednesday morning. Last season, there were 18 permit holders in District 15, which incorporates the Upper Lynn Canal. Those crabbers brought in around 260,000 pounds of Dungeness. Harvest estimates for the season are determined from the first week's catches.
And then it spits out an estimate of the harvest, and if that harvest were to fall below certain thresholds, the management plan obliges the department to curtail the commercial season length.
That's Fish and Game's lead crab biologist Joe Stratman in Petersburg. He says the management plan has been in place since 2000.
We've only come under those thresholds one time. It was just a few years ago.
So the season is looking up with the crab population and payday prospects healthy. As far as regulations go, Stratman says not much has changed for this upcoming season, but he reiterated that the time of the opening, which was new last year, is now 8 a.m., not noon, on Wednesday. Buoy tags bought for this season will also be good next season. There are a couple of relatively new areas in Southeast that are close to crabbing too, but not near Haines. Most of the region, including waters around Haines and Skagway, have a summer and fall season. The summer season runs June 15th to August 15th, while the fall fishery is open October 1st to November 30th.
The Dungeness fishery in Southeast Alaska is managed much like Dungeness fisheries on the other Dungeness fisheries on the Pacific coast. It's size, sex, and season. So the size has been determined to be of a size that allows crab one or two opportunities to mate before they enter the fishery. And then sex, of course, it's a male-only fishery. And then the season part comes in, you know, we don't have year-round seasons.
The seasons are based on when breeding and molting happens. Stratman says this season he's anticipating more crabbers out on the water.
It seems like there's more interest in Dungeness this year. It seems like we're having some new permits that are participating. So I anticipate, you know, effort will be probably slightly above what we had when the fishery went off last year.
DeWitt said if the crabbing is good, he'll continue to set pots later into the commercial salmon season, which starts on Sunday. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.